name is Ethan Runberg.
My name is Joey Dwyer.
So we met in college. We both auditioned our freshman year for the all-male a cappella group on campus.
And it was kind of just one of those moments where I looked over and I was like, I think we're best friends now, you know?
There you go. That's from yesterday's Pictionary. Part of the winning team is on the phone with us. If he has a familiar-sounding last name, that's because it's the same as his dad. Joey Dwyer is on the phone with us. Hey, buddy. How's it going?
How's it going?
Did we wake?
No, I had to set probably 5 alarms, but I'm up. I'm ready to go.
Okay. So let's back up. First of all, you did really well. It seems like that the bonus round was excessively difficult compared to the opening rounds, in my opinion. But backing up, how were you guys chosen?
So it all stems from Ethan, who is my partner on the show. One of my super good friends from Illinois State, my time there. Mm-hmm. He graduated a class of 2021, then moved out to LA to pursue acting. And as he's doing that, he's also working at the Apple store out there. And one day this lady comes in to buy an iPhone or whatever, and she's like, oh my God, he'd be absolutely perfect for the show that I'm casting. And obviously he's super excited because, you know, he's an actor looking for work in LA. She says she wants to cast him for a show. And she's like, but you're going to need a partner. And so he's like, what is going on here? And so it turns out to be a game show. And he asked me to do this audition with him.
Okay.
And we did it over Zoom.
Okay. Now, let me back up. I thought he would be excited because, you know, he closes the sale on his iPhone and he's going to hit his quota for the month.
Oh, there's that, too.
Did the casting agent wind up buying the phone?
Yeah.
So. All right. Yeah, who cares if I get on this stupid show or not?
Hey, come back when you got another show and you need an iPad.
Exactly.
So, okay, that happened when? The time frame I'm trying to put together. When did she come into the store? When was your audition casting call? And when was the recording?
So he texted me probably late March of 2022.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then so he sends me a text where I'm like, hell yeah, let's do it. and then we get this email about the casting information pretty soon after that. So then we had to do our audition over Zoom, okay, which was one of the most bizarre experiences of my life, because we go in and it's just the two of us and this lady who was a different lady than the one that he had helped in the Apple store. And
different lady, also known as a potential new customer.
Yes, right. He's got his iPhone literature, thankfully.
Ethan is not. I hope he makes it as an actor, because he sucks as a sales guy, man. He gets sidetracked by these promises of fame and fortune and stardom on game shows.
So we do this audition where she's just, we each have a notebook and a Sharpie, and she's having us draw all this other stuff. And we went into it before we did it. We're like, okay, we want to get on the show mostly just for the money.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you were both new professionals, very, very broke.
Yeah.
And so he's like, every reaction we have to have has to be over the top, because that's what they're looking for, is people who are just over the top.
That's a very sound advice.
Yep.
Now, did you tell Ethan, look, kid, I've got some experience in this auditioning for game show business. They're going to tell us that they like us, and then we're going to be kept on ice for months and months and months and years, because you had auditioned and got chosen for some, was it Teen Jeopardy or Kid Jeopardy?
Wow. That's an open wound, bringing up Kid Jeopardy.
That's why I brought it up. That was bullcrap, dude. But they can't do that.
That's why the distrust, though, of game shows, and that's where the question comes from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can appreciate setting up the backstory.
That's why I wanted to, because, you know, your dad went through the same thing. I remember, you know, it was Weakest Link, and the same deal, at least when it was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they told you right then and there, no, we can't use you. We're going to go with somebody else. But so you auditioned and didn't get chosen, and that was a long time ago. And I just assume that that's, you know, I'm living vicariously through you. Any promise of fame and fortune on a game show comes with an asterisk next to it.
Yeah, but this was different because they were, like, we had been asked, or at least Ethan had been asked to audition for the show. So we felt pretty good about it. But then we did this audition, and this lady who we did it with was like, oh, my God, you guys are great. And she was like, you'll hear by the end of May. But oh. I feel really good for you guys.
Okay.
I feel really good about you guys. And the end of May comes and goes. Like, I graduate college. It's the furthest thing from my mind. Like, I'm looking for a job. And then I'm talking to Ethan one night because he lives halfway across the country, so we play on the Xbox every night together. And we're talking, we're like, man, we haven't heard from the Pictionary people. And then it's the third week of June, and we get an email. It's like, congratulations, you've been selected for Pictionary.
Yeah.
And we were very surprised.
Yeah.
We had just kind of given up on it. And then we get our filming date, and I schedule my flight, and I go out to LA.
Wait. They don't say, hey, here is the travel agent we use. You just call and give them your name, and we will fly you out to LA. You had to get out there on your own.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then the whole trip became, how am I going to go on this game show and win back the money I used to fly out?
That a boy. Okay, so now I got to tell you, I was watching and I was kind of nervous for you because you don't know how you're going to do. What if it's something stupid? What if it's something that where you make a mistake or you draw something that looks inappropriate, and you know that's what they want, but they don't care what happens to you in the end. Was there a studio audience, or was that all added in post-production?
So the studio audience was all of the other, because they were shooting, I think they were shooting 12 episodes that day.
Okay.
Super long day for Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's a workhorse, but yeah. The studio audience was the rest of the people who were waiting to go on. And we shot super early in the day. So they had a lot of the contestants left. I'm sure in the afternoon they were dubbing some of that cheering in. But at the beginning, we were getting hyped up from the crowd.
Were you able to leave after your taping?
Yes, it was a long day too. So we signed our tax forms and got out of there.
All right, so you didn't stick around, and you can't like help us make people look really smart and reveal today's answers and go leaflet.
Yes.
Oh, I got it again, Mount Rushmore.
Do they coach you at all on? One, how to act during the game, and two, how to win the game.
They don't really give you a whole lot other than they obviously give you a little spiel about here's how you be entertaining and be over the top and all that kind of stuff. But as far as winning the game, the best advice I got was from Jerry O'Connell, because he was like a very nice guy and was very genuinely like wanted us to win. So when we got to the final round, and I was the one who ended up drawing,
yep.
we cut because there's a commercial break and they were just getting us set up for that final round. And he's giving me advice on like how to draw these things to get them to guess it. And I was very surprised by that. I didn't think that he was going to be that helpful or even care that much.
But yeah.
I was very pleasantly surprised.
So I'm going to watch closer now on Wheel of Fortune. Sajak's going to tell you what, don't buy any freaking vowels.
No, there's no vowels.
Right now, there's none here.
This is a Saskatchewanian word. There's no vowels.
Yeah, you're never going to get this. You might as well just give up.
Did you get to practice on the Telestrator?
Yes, that was one thing that we did get to do before. There was like a 10-minute period when the guest hosts or the celebrity guests and Jerry were getting changed. So they walked us through how it works, and they like let us draw doodles on it to get prepared.
Yeah, because the one person, the other celebrity,
Chris somebody,
he like screwed up with the eraser. Did you remember that part?
Mm-hmm.
And now what?
And they got it anyway, which I was screaming bull crap. I was screaming at the television like I was watching a Bears game.
And so the team that you played against, they lost. And he said, hey, thanks for coming on the show. Something about nobody leaves empty-handed, but you're going to get the at-home version of the game. And I thought, wait a minute. If it's true that they had to fly out there on their own dime, and you give me a board game?
Yeah, no, we shot third, I think. So there were two groups that went ahead of us. And the losing group, before we shot the final round, the losing group gets walked off. Jerry goes to the audience. He's like, give it up for whoever these people are. Everybody cheers. And then they walk off, and some producer hands them each a box of Pictionary.
So it's like they're walking you out, and they don't. They open a door, and they're on the street next to the studio. That's it.
Don't say nothing, man.
Right.
The code of silence applies, even though you just got a stupid board game.
We'll mail your purse to you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
And that's it. There's no. Like, I thought maybe, okay, but just, you got 300 points. We're going to give you $1 a point. You go home with $300 and a copy of Pictionary. Mm. Did you guys, in addition to winning the money, did you guys get a board, a copy of the game?
What? No, we didn't. That is confounding to me. Why? If you're giving everybody the board game, I could use a board game.
Yeah, you could. I got an airfare to pay for, O'Connell.
I could put this on eBay.
You touched me, my hair. You ran your fingers through my hair. I could make your life a nightmare, pal. All I need for your silence is a copy of the board game. I thought they had like a stack of them. Sort of like when Katie was on the Oprah show. Here. Who wants an iPhone?
It's also a wound for Joey. So I wish you would not keep bringing up all of Joey's.
Joey, you need to talk to Uncle Billy more often.
That's like two out of my three past traumas. Not getting invited to Oprah and not making it on Jeopardy.
Well,
just
so you know, on Oprah, when Katie got to go on Oprah with her cheerleading squad, there was a producer who came out, and they had two boxes. It looked like a server at a Mexican restaurant. You know how they like have 15 plates on each arm?
Careful, these are hot.
This person had all these boxes of different colored iPods. The kids could choose which color they wanted, how many they wanted.
Sounds like the same thing for Joey. Oh, no. These are for the losers. Yeah,
Pictionary's for the losers. So did you get your money yet?
No, it's actually, it was funny because you're going to get it because I wasn't in Macon yet. So I didn't give them my address here. They're going to just send a check. So it's going to come to our house.
Okay. And how did they ask you? Because you guys won 2000 bucks, right?
Yeah.
And obviously 1000 for you, 1000 for Ethan.
Mm-hmm.
And did they tell you right then and there that they're going to take the taxes out?
Yeah, so we filled out like the tax forms, and we kind of know that the game show money, it's going to get taxed like crazy in California.
Seriously? No. I mean, I don't know how it works. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if they have a special gift tax or prize tax. So,
I think it's not going to be as bad because I was trying to read and trying to read legislature. I'm falling asleep on the plane on the way back, but I think that because it's under $5,000, it's not taxed as heavily.
Okay, that makes sense. But you'll still have to file it probably on your personal income tax in addition. So what do they estimate that it's not going to be a full $1,000 when the check shows up? What's it going to be?
My guess, or if I'm setting the over under on whichever sports book sponsors the show.
FanDuel.
FanDuel, thank you. If I'm setting the over under on FanDuel, I'm putting it at probably $650.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
And is it, it's you're going to get a check and Ethan's going to get a check, or does it all come to you and then we send him a Pictionary game and tell him, hey, there's not much left?
They asked us when we left and we're like filling out the taxes and the winner's form or whatever. They asked us how we wanted to split the money, because we had the opportunity to, I could have given him it all. He could have given it me. I should have just told him, look, I'll give him all the money. I just need a couple copies of the board game.
Yeah, just give me a few of the Pictionaries. Come on.
That's surprising.
I'm starting my Etsy page.
And okay, had you guys won, it was a 7-day cruise, Princess Cruise Lines, which, man, that, how, don't take this the wrong way. I don't want to go, hey, well, how'd you do? I want to. A cruise on Princess, me and Ethan.
And when we walked off after we didn't get that last one, which blanket, I was so mad. When we walked off, he goes to me, yeah, I'm actually not super mad about not getting that, because imagine two dudes in their 20s on a Disney Princess cruise. And so I had to explain to him that Princess Cruises was a cruise line that was not for kids and not affiliated with Disney.
It's not Ariel. You're That's hilarious. Well, I wondered if one of the reasons they picked you guys is because you seemed like very, very enthusiastic friends. Enthusiastic friends. Did anyone say, did anyone inquire as to the nature of your friendship?
Like how close, how good of friends? Horizontal, yes. Or is it platonic? Or
we had to play it up. We actually got a lot of time to talk to the girls we were competing against.
Yeah.
And we were in the same boat as them, as like, we're just normal people who are just trying to be really, really fun.
Yeah, and right.
I can see why the cocaine usage is so rampant in L.A. Because that'd be an exhausting lifestyle.
Observations from a winning contestant.
Right. The dark side. He got a taste of the dark side of showbiz right there.
Dear Dorks, ask the young lad if Jody Sweetin is as hot in person.
You know what? I appreciate Jody Sweetin not for her looks, but for her Pictionary prowess. She absolutely carried our team. And she was a real gamer. She was, during the breaks, she would talk to us and be like, we're killing these fools.
Yes, the smack talk.
She was in it 100%. And like, you'd assume that this is just kind of for the celebrities to come out and remind people that they exist and talk about whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
But no, she's there for the love of the game.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like she's played more than one episode, because she and Jerry had some sort of chemistry. But who guesses comforter and not blanket?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, but she saved us. She saved us on an earlier round, so she was the reason we were there in the first place.
Okay. And who were the other celebrities in the other half dozen or dozen episodes that they were going to...
That's the secret is it's those two for all of the episodes. So, like, the show will have, you know, a 150 episode run this season, and 10 of those episodes will be Jody Sweetin and the other guy.
And the other guy. That's the name of her morning show, by the way.
What's his name again? Yeah. I don't even remember.
Chris something.
Chris.
Right?
Spencer.
Thank you.
Chris Spencer. All right. I was telling my wife, I was telling Aunt Donna, I'm like, is Joey on a game show with OJ? What is going on? Well, all right. I mean, would you do it again?
Oh yeah, it was overall a fun experience. The money will be very nice, and I would absolutely do it again. And it was fun to see. I hadn't seen Ethan in like a year in person, so that was also cool. I got to spend like 4 days out in L.A. just hanging out with him.
Okay, how's the job going? Joey is the voice. Oh, I heard a sigh.
She's late for work right now.
Are you late for work? We gotta let you go.
No, I don't.
I set my own hours. I come and go as I please. The Macon Mayhem. Yeah, yes, how's that going?
You know, it's fun. It's really fun. I got like a good taste of the SPHL last year doing the Storm games, but it's really fun to be full time and be super in the process.
Yeah.
And it's a really small staff here in Macon right now. So it's, I get all the league drama and everything. It's a really cool experience. And, I don't know if you guys heard about this lawsuit in Vermilion County, but talking SPHL, but
no, I have not heard about it.
What?
Yikes.
We might have to save that for our SPHL breakdown day.
Yeah,
when we do that.
I'm still digesting the scandal that was involved in the Trashers.
From Danbury.
Danbury, man. We lived that too, right? Your dad and I.
I was there. That was like 2005. I don't remember anything.
Okay, the guy,
I can claim that.
Tommy Papanopoulos or whatever, the muscle for the mob guy, you know, the equipment trainer dude. You've watched that, right? That dude threatened your dad and I because we were making noise outside of the Trashers'
hotel.
Locker room. No, the locker room. In the tunnel at the Mark Taxslayer iWireless Vibrant Center, as it's now known. He came out and, like, threatened us. And his buddy is our former coach, McLean. Not McLean.
John Anderson.
Gillis.
Oh, Paul Gillis.
So, yeah, it was very traumatizing. So, all right, dude. Well, it was good catching up with you. Like I said, I was nervous watching you going, oh, God, please don't let this kid be set up to where something's going to happen and he'll regret this forever. Because no plane trip, no princess.
Well, Disney. You were nearly Me Too'd by Jerry O'Connell. I mean, come on.
No. Well, let's get it right. Jerry asked for the consent to touch the hand.
That doesn't make it right. That was called grooming. Listen.
Here, I don't think it's grooming.
It is grooming. Listen, I know it. I've been trained. I took all the. Here, listen.
Joey, get on up here.
Come on, Joey.
Joey, I gotta admit, I'm having a little hair envy sitting next to you.
I appreciate it. I gotta look good stuff. You know?
See, I appreciate it. Thank you. Turn around. Let me get a look at that action.
I don't want to be awkward, but it's okay if I touch it?
Yeah, of course. Get a little feel.
Does it just because he asked for permission? He shouldn't have done it. Mm-hmm. And you're taller than him, aren't you?
Oh yeah. I mean, he's like 6 foot, I'd say.
Oh, okay. You look taller than that. You towered over everybody at the end shot when the credits were rolling. I'm like, damn, that kid's a tall drink of water.
I got Joey moving the barn doors on the studio lights. There you go.
All right, brother. Thanks for talking to us. Congrats. Yeah. Don't spend that money. Okay, now your dad's not listening. Will it cover your plane ticket out there and back? The money?
Yes, it will.
Uh-huh. All right.
Because mommy bought the plane ticket. That's why. Yes.
Well, I have it on good authority. Your old man is rolling in money, so don't worry about that.
Katie texted me. She would like to be in on the divvying up of the cash.
Oh, how much does she want?
Divvying up of what cash? That's my cash.
Well, she says that, you know, we're all one family, so maybe, you know, some could come her way. I told her you were still sore about her getting an iPod when going on Oprah, so maybe that'll tide her over for now.
Let's see. Here's from the listeners. Joey sounds hot. All right. I wrote back. He's 24. She's like, big whoop. So, okay.
Another dude said Joey sounds hot. So that's cool.
Take him on a princess cruise.
Well, hey, have a great time doing the games, JoJo. I can't wait to hear you doing these making games. And then the only time we would play, the Storm would play the Mayhem would be in the finals or in the championship, right?
It could be in the playoffs.
It could be in the playoffs.
It doesn't work like divisionally for the playoffs. So if it turns out that way, we could play the Storm in the playoffs. But the closest I'm going to come back to home during the season is Peoria in February. So
what about deck hockey? Have you started a league out there yet? This is your opportunity, man. You could get the franchise rights and look at Patty, man. He's making bank.
Yes.
You could take people, sell equipment. You could set it up, man, in your spare time, of course.
I found an ice hockey league in Atlanta for adults who are learning how to skate.
There you go.
Adults yes. who are learning how to skate.
You right. know, and I and,
go ahead.
That's one of the casualties of my childhood is never getting to play ice hockey.
I'll speak
that's
to him.
That's the third trauma. You've hit them all.
The trifecta. All right, brother. Good talking you, to you, man.
See you.
Well done. Right. We'll talk to you See later. You. Bye. All right, we got to take a break. There's Dwyer's son, the young Joey Dwyer, who made bank, $1,000 a piece. Pretty cool.